Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous people. I am coming to you today from Las Vegas. Viva Las. Okay, sorry. Went off on a little tangent there. What a strange, fun, weird city. it's like walking into an alternate universe somewhere. I have so much to tell you today. I'm going to get to it because so much is going on, if you haven't noticed in your own life. First of all, let's all take the opportunity right now. We are directing and allowing our masculine and feminine energies to be in balance, both separately and working together. We are directing and allowing all our good, all the magic to be delivered to us. And I want to talk about that for a minute because since I've been using that, and I'm interested to know if any of this is happening with any of you, kind of weird what you might call negative things. Like, I never have a problem when I'm flying. Friday. So they said, due to weather and traffic control, we were delayed 6 hours. Now, this is a one-hour flight, okay? I could have driven here. And, you know, there's other little stuff like my checking account getting hacked, which I want to tell you is all worked out now. And so I was testing, all right, is this allowing stuff creating negative feedback come back to us? I got to know, but, and the panel said, no. And when you are directing yourself to allow all your good to be delivered to you, then whatever beliefs or energies from you are in the way of that will rise to the surface so that you can become aware of the pattern, the belief, whatever it is. So right now, in this moment right now, they're telling me that my biggest belief that I now have let go of and am allowing the good to be delivered to me was I can't have everything I want. And yet I use those words with you all the time, don't I? So we're all coming together now to claim I absolutely know, direct, and allow that I receive everything I want, all the desires of my heart. Now, remember, now is the only moment we create in. So what we just stated has already been created within us. Okay. The second thing they wanted me to talk about today is others loving me. And how exactly does that work? And the channel is saying it's all about perception. In order for you to perceive that others love you, you must first love yourself. Now, they took me to core belief number 8. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. Which kind of goes along with an addendum of, I can't have everything I want. So, you see, if I believe that no matter what I do, it's not going to work, then that will most definitely create things not working for me, which means I don't complete things. And if I don't complete things, for example, in my work, how can others love me because I'm letting them down? So it gives you kind of a understanding of how all this interplays together. All the core beliefs, right, affect other areas of your life with other core beliefs. So again, the easiest thing to do, know exactly what you want and feel lots of love around it. Okay. I want to remind everybody, Creation Station will be July 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's all the latest updates, and you know, those of you that have done it before, new information comes in, big information comes in all weekend. We're going into literally how to create the physical metamorphosis into being and allowing. We are going to talk about creating successful careers in any career of your choice and how to live the vibration of completeness and peace, and delve a lot into, and this was the biggest request everybody had that wrote in, and thank you, those of you that took time to do that. Divine Right Destiny. We're going to talk a lot and dissect Divine Right Destiny. And our abandonment webinar is March 25th, so that's coming up. It will be, I believe that's Monday. For various reasons, we had to change it from Wednesday to another day, so make sure you're aware of that when you sign up. All right, can I go to the calls now? I can. Before I do, I want everyone to come together. We are directing, allowing our hearts open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing and allowing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing and aligning and allowing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Okay, let's create an amazing show together. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Big surprise. The same thing happened to me last week. And I was back where I used to live in California for a couple weeks, and everything went wonderful. Seeing everybody worked out, going to every place I wanted to, so smooth. And the flight home was hell. And
okay.
It took another like 10 hours to get home. And I came up with the same thing myself that, I didn't believe that 100% could be smooth. I didn't
I get a yes on that. And when I say there's anything higher, I get a no. So you didn't have to pay for your wonderful smooth time that you had here in any way. You know?
Yeah,
It could all just be wonderful. And also, the channel is reminding me, too, that adaptation is the word for the year. Those who can adapt will have a good year. Those of you that choose not to adapt and fight things, maybe not so much, okay? When I say there's anything else, Kate, I get a no. So good on you that you caught that, and now you don't have to repeat that pattern in your life, which is a really good pattern not to repeat for all of us. Say it with me now. I can have it all. I can have it all. Right? So how
would
you say? In a smooth
and joyous fashion.
Yeah. Absolutely. And basically, because you don't ever want to bring in the negative, I can have it all without paying for it, is bringing in the negative. So I can have it all and consistently live in the bliss of an easy life. That just flows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels good. We're claiming that. All right, anything else, Kate?
Yes, that'd be great. One thing didn't go smoothly that just kind of breaks my heart is the kids, my neighbor's kids. We were so tight during COVID. I helped them so much. They helped me, and I really became like their auntie. And then she was so made it so difficult for me to see them. And I don't understand.
Well, the first thing that's coming in is she got threatened as a mother.
Oh, yeah, it's sad.
Well, that's not where you want to go. Because the more you go
to,
the more you go into the sadness, the more you feed it.
Okay.
All right. If you're an objective observer, what you want, just talk to her energy. Look, I'm on your side. I was helping you out. I love and adore your kids. In no way is it my intention to be a threat to you in any way. Let's all come together in love and see how much love we can give these kids. Right? Isn't that what you want?
Yeah. And we were there before I showed up. I mean, it was just such a 360. We were in that space.
Yeah,
of appreciation.
And it's her stuff. It's her lesson to learn. But
okay.
Don't you take a dive energetically while she's learning it.
Yeah, I send love to the kids.
Send love to her. She's the one.
True.
She's the one that's having the struggle. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right.
That helps.
Just see it working out, baby. Always see what you want. Okay. Good. Oh, Michael in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
So nice to hear from you. How have you been?
Oh, busy, surgeries, retirement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I see.
I have two questions. They'll be quick.
Uh-huh.
Number one. What the heck do I do to balance myself? I have it feels like a major energy block that I cannot seem to define or anything like that. I have, and the second one, of course, is my daughter, who is very autistic, and finally, after many years, we're starting to get the services we need, but I'd like to do so much more for her, and I'd like to be a better husband to my wife. And your first answer is going to be love, and I totally appreciate that.
My first answer is self-love. Everything you've talked about is Michael's not enough.
Okay.
Michael can't save everybody. And you know what? You can't, and you're not supposed to. And that's really what you're being invited to let go of that, Michael. I release you to your own divine I Am presence. I release you to your own creation. I am here to help, to support, to love, and you have to create who you are.
Yeah, that is some extreme wisdom. I set an intention I would get extreme wisdom, and here I am. I have another challenge in my life, which I don't know how to deal with, really. I'm not being very effective with it.
Okay. What
some
is
of it?
It
comes out of exactly what you have discussed. I did many things to help people, and then I'm just having a major challenge. And
yeah,
I'm not
but
sure
Michael, the channel is saying that you go out of your way to help people, but you're really trying to save them. And I'm getting my big yes on that. And
I'm getting a big yes on it, too. You are totally on target.
Why you're having a hard time, sweetheart, is you have to get the lesson that, number one, it's not your job, and number two, it's not possible, and number three, they don't want you to save them. They're here to learn self-creation. But we're puzzle parts, guys. If we're going, my intention is to save everybody, then you have to bring other puzzle parts in that need to be saved so that their puzzle piece fits in with yours.
Well, in the process of helping, as you say, I have a court case coming up. Don't know how it's going to work out. And
well, I would
new
know how
me.
It's going to work out, Michael.
Yeah.
That's not the work. What's your intention?
My intention is to be free and clear and set up therapy.
And win the court case.
Pardon?
And to win the court case.
Well, that too, yes, absolutely.
Well, but that wasn't in there. The channel saying that was not clearly stated as an intention. That's what I mean, guys. You every day, what do I want today? What do I want to create today? Like, I'm working a show. How much money do I want to create today to take home?
Well,
how much love do I want to exchange? You know, I during that whole travel, trying to get here, I just said, okay, Dee, just adapt. That's all you can do. Adapt. So I thought, oh, well, I'll get my computer out and I'll, you know, write some dailies and write an e-blast. And so I did a lot of work there, and I sat in the room and did about a 15 or 20 minute meditation. Instead of getting more and more and more pissed, I used my time to direct myself toward what I wanted, and I got a lot done. But I had to physically and mentally and emotionally bring myself to that switch so that I could choose not to be a victim and choose to create what I want, Michael. You know this. You're just a little overwhelmed with a lot of stuff right now. I want you to get off, sit down, and write out everything in the positive you are intending to create right now. Feel love around it. Tell the universe, okay, you're clear, I'm clear. Now I allow all this to be delivered to me. I allow the magic. Okay?
Magnificent. Thank you so much for answering the
you
question.
Bet.
This is precisely what I wanted to hear, and I set an intention that I would get extremely clear guidance, and I got precisely what I sought. I thank
well,
you
good.
So very much.
You're very welcome, Michael. You can do this, okay? You can do this. Let go. I love you. Goodbye. All right, we are going to Miss Iris, Miss Philadelphia.
Hi.
You'll take that, won't you?
Yes, I will. Yeah. Two positive reports and a question. So
okay, good.
In a private session, we talked about I was hoping to get more money for the camp training performance gig. And I emailed them and I said, you know, this is what I'd make at the other job. Can you get me closer? And they emailed back same day and they're like, yep, you can have that full amount. Let's get you started.
Well, see, but you had to ask. Ask and ye receive, right? Not just hope, not just go, God, I wish I'd. You got to ask. Okay.
It was great.
Iris, that's great news.
Thank you, Dee. And then the second one, I traveled last weekend for my sister's birthday, and I was going to be flying alone, and I was anxious about traveling because I haven't had to fly by myself for like 10 years. And similarly, very on topic, everything that went wrong could hit a big storm, flights were canceled, all this stuff, and I handled it so well, and
good.
I just felt so much confidence in myself for that. It was like, yeah, things went wrong, and I was totally fine. It was.
Yeah, it's empowering, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I just asked for help if I needed it, and I got really lucky, and I was able to fly, get back on track, and some people slept in the airport, and you know.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
The same thing happened to me. As soon as I started to ask, little angels flew to me and were able to help me with different things, you know?
Yeah.
So good. And what else?
Well, so one thing I really noticed the last day of the trip, we were all celebrating and I'm with family, and I felt a lot of constriction around the money. Like, people were spending money so quickly, and I think my little girl was just, like, really getting
okay, I get
scared.
It's not about money, that it transferred into money. The highest word is generosity, and it's going to my really big yes.
Okay.
So watching people be... Well, what they're saying for you is you're being too generous. Now, obviously, that can totally dovetail into spending too much money. But it really doesn't have to do with the money. It has to do with you're being too generous with your money. And I'm going right to your dad. So what's the negative that he taught you about being too generous with money? Because obviously you wanted the people that you asked to rate to match your money.
Uh-huh.
You wanted them to be generous, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But there's a negative. Hold on. Sheets. Book. Give me a song, any song that pops in.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Okay. Okay. So when people are very generous to you in front of you, that puts you into reaction about not being generous with yourself.
Ooh.
That you want to be okay and encourage yourself to be more generous with yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm.
I won't let me have this thing that I want. That's too much.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of, I know growing up it was, my parents did a pretty good job, an okay and sometimes good job earning money, but that it would go quickly. It would be like, we'd all be surprised how quickly the money would go and then have
okay,
to like wait.
Okay, so if you're too generous, the money's going to go faster.
And then you'll have to
that's the fear.
Yeah.
That's the fear you're being plugged into. But it's interesting that you're watching it through other people doing it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a reminder to little Iris, oh my God, they're going to be in big trouble because they're, right?
We won't have enough money.
That's what you wanted. You want to turn around. I always have more than enough money. Always.
Right.
Okay?
Whew. Yeah, it feels like a good one. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of goes with the theme of the show we have going here a little bit already. All right. Thank you, Iris. Love you, man.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you so much. Love you.
You bet. I'm happy to hear so many positive successes going on. Carmen in Puerto Rico, you're on Baby Cakes.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. What's your question?
My question is, I have my car back. I wrote you about my car.
Yes, I wrote you back.
You wrote me that they weren't lying to me. I want to know what energetically happened with the dealer and with me.
When I say it has anything to do with you, Carmen, I get a no. Like me being delayed 6 hours didn't have anything to do with me. What has to do with us is how we react to what happened.
Okay.
Do you understand? So the gift in the whole car thing is, Carmen, and I'm saying this with so much love, you don't trust people, honey. You don't trust people to come through for you. And so your perspective of the world is, how am I getting screwed over? Why am I getting screwed over? Why is this working for me? Right? If you look across your life, would you agree that's true?
Yes. I didn't think that. Well, okay. You are right in many, because I learned that from my family.
Yes, and
everybody's going to
screw
you, the doctor, the lawyer, the police.
Okay, if you have you have got to attract things to you where you get screwed over.
Okay.
Again, as you believe, that's how your life works.
Okay.
Look at all your beliefs. Stand back and become objective, because when you're all up in it, Carmen, you can't get there because you're in an emotional reaction. Do you understand?
Okay. I thought it was because it was a little expensive, the repair, and I thought, well, I don't want to give this money. I don't want to pay it. Also, I know I have to pay it, and I thought that was the delay, the cost of the problems that they have.
Again, your gift here is uncovering that belief that you don't trust people to come through for you, that they're going to rip you off somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to feel into your love place as much as you can and go, yeah, this is what it feels like when the whole world takes care of me. This is what it feels like, love, when I know I can trust everyone to be honest with me and come through for me and take care of me.
And the universe.
Okay? That's it. That's your gift, all right? Just
okay.
Put it into practice now, please, okay?
So I can continue to trust in them. I have to work?
That's the right question.
With my...
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Trust in yourself, trust in them, and say exactly what you want. I want my car repaired. I am intending for my car to be repaired. I'm allowing my car to be repaired for around this much money and as soon as possible.
Okay.
And feel love. Okay, goodbye. All right, we're getting this. We're getting this. Tim in New York, you're on. Whoa. Hello. Tim, are you there?
Yep, I am. I am right here, Dee. Sorry for the background noise.
Okay.
You kind of covered it, but I just wanted to make sure. We had spoke previously about going to the love place. So if I have it correctly, I'm writing down everything that I would love to bring in, that I'm allowing it, writing that I'm allowing it, going into my love space to feel that feeling that makes me feel secure, and then just visualizing everything on my list. Is that correct to manifest?
Yes, but in your words, there's a little bit of, I'm going to do all these things to make it happen. And that's not where you want to come from, guys. Okay? You want to come from, you can feel the difference, Tim, between I'm directing and I'm allowing. That's our big challenge, is to really learn how to move into the vibrational stage, the vibrational, frequency of allowing. That's what they call faith. As soon as you ask, it is delivered to you. But we don't believe that, you see. We believe we have to keep asking and hoping and working because, like Carmen, we don't believe the universe is going to show up for us. So, tell me one thing you want, Tim.
Definitely a new job.
Okay. I want you to get off and write down everything you'd want in that new job, the kind of people you want to work with, the kind of work you want to do, the kind of money you want to make. And they're saying quickly, don't, this is one way that you keep from creating the very things you want, is you ask for too much money, and then that can't be delivered to you because you don't believe you can have that much money. So make sure whatever money you put down on that sheet, you believe is possible for you to make. Do you understand? Tim, do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you, darling. I don't know where you are, but good luck in your journeys.
Sorry.
Okay, Susan, Did you want to talk to me, or did you just want to order spices from Stephen?
I just wanted to talk to Stephen about my spices, but hey, I'm happy to talk with you too. How are you doing with your financial thing? I mean, I'm doing really well with mine,
so
yay.
Good.
It's all taken care of.
I'm happy to hear that. You know, like I told you, went into reaction, and then I went, all right, well, this isn't going to get you what you want, Dee. So I got very clear about what I wanted. I went to the bank. I was given the perfect lady to work with me. I was there almost 3 hours, and we worked it all out. Everything is put on automatic payment, which both my financial advisor and the banker suggest, in case anybody wants that piece of information. And, you know, when I was there, she started talking to me. She said, Dee, I think you should take some of this money. We have a deal going now. If you put it into a CD for 2 months, you can make 5.4% of your money. It's not going to make anything sitting here. Now, I would not have ever addressed that had I not gone into the bank to work all this out. So, you know, that's a good example of God works in mysterious ways, right? Sometimes the negative can bring about a true positive for you if you are alert and awake to the possibility. And I just got up every day and I said, this is all worked out. All my angels are coming forward to help me work it out. And people just popped in right and left to help me. Lauren, oh my God, you guys, thank you. I know a lot of you write and thank Lauren. You have no idea how much work she does on our behalf. Like the graphics on Creation Station and staying on top of me, Dee, you know, you didn't get to this because I'm juggling so much and I'm traveling so much that sometimes I'll miss an email or something. So just get up every day and go, all right, I'm going to see all the positives. I'm going to get all the places I can move forward. And you will, and you do. I promise you. Get out of reaction, okay? That's what you want to get out of. You want to get out of that reaction. All right, Susan?
Yeah, I am totally out of reaction. I'm in a good place, and I feel really good about where I'm at. In fact, I feel like now I can actually somehow be able to afford going to the webinars because now I don't have to worry about, you know, paying all these things on and set. So, yay.
Yes, and you don't want to worry anyway. Worry is a negative prayer.
Oh,
I love you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Goodbye.
So, yay.
Thank you.
Thank
yay.
You.
Indeed, Susan. Indeed. All righty. We're going to Cheryl in Texas.
Woohoo!
What's up, Mike?
I'm just so curious about. I have the one question and then a quick question after it. So I have always had this mane of hair. It's been down to my butt, and over the last year, I lost about half of it, and I didn't worry about it. I'm like, you know, you're beautiful no matter what. Menopause happens. Deal with it. You're good. You're beautiful. Love you.
No, it's not menopause. There's some kind of.
The last 2 weeks, I've lost half again.
Okay, hold on, Cheryl. There's a one, more than one, more than. There's one major supplement, like a B vitamin or something, that you're missing. Have you seen a doctor about why you're losing your hair?
No, because I haven't found anybody that, you know, since I do non-traditional people.
Not true.
No.
You haven't looked. You haven't looked.
Let
Come
me
on,
take
be
that
honest.
Because I've seen hormonal people. I've seen thinking it was hormones. So I don't know the right words for them, but all traditional doctors, and they're like, yeah, you're fine.
Well, obviously,
I've done all that.
Huh? Okay. Can you just ask your doctor, and I'm not a doctor, but this is what I'm getting energetically. Ask your doctor to do a complete blood panel for you and see if you are deficient in any way in vitamins or minerals of any kind.
Okay. And are you sure it's not something I am taking that I oughtn't be? Because I take a crap load.
That's something she is taking. I get a no, but really
awesome.
Good question to ask.
Okay.
But let's just stop then and look at the belief around why you have to take a crap load. What's the fear?
Mm.
Yeah. See, are you, when I see you're directing your body to be balanced, I get a no. Masculine, feminine to be balanced, I get a no.
Really?
Are you
okay.
directing your body to have... Oh, this is what she wants to... Okay. Direct your body to be in perfect balance of all your nutrients and vitamins and minerals and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is nutrients the highest word, or do I need to say all those?
Nutrients is the highest word, yeah. I just keep hearing B vitamins, Cheryl. So...
You know, I'm taking a cheap one, but I bought a good one, and maybe I just need to switch over to that good one before I run out of all the cheap ones.
I get a yes on that.
Thank you. Okay, I will do that.
Try that and see what happens.
Okay, and quick question. I lost my credit card holder about five weeks ago. Is it in my car, my mom's car, the house, or lost? Gone.
It's gone, babe.
Really? Because I kept feeling so strong it was here. Okay, that I was going to
find
it.
Well, hold on. It is there? No. But if you test, I feel like it's here, you'll get a yes because you feel like it's there. When I say it's actually physically there in any of the places you mentioned, I get a no, baby.
So interesting, because nobody's tried to use a one of them, which seems, yeah. Okay, cool. I will cancel them all and move forward.
Is that her highest choice? Hold on. Is everybody balanced? Yes. Anybody switch? Yeah. I get that's your highest choice. Cancel them and get new ones.
Thank you so much for all this. I love you, and I appreciate you.
I love you, too, Cheryl.
You made
Thank
my heart
you.
So much calmer and open over the last several years, Dee.
Oh, Cheryl,
words
thank
just
you.
Don't express it. Thank you.
Thank
love you,
you
bye.
For that. I love you, too, baby. All right, we got time for one more. Miss Kelly in Texas, you're on.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. Hi, Dee. Much love to
Hi,
you.
Hi, baby. Thank you.
I called, I wanted to give you an update, which will be followed by a question. I called almost a year ago, and I was calling about my grandson. I was worried about, he was at that time just turning 4. I feel like suffered a lot of trauma. Anyway, I was worried about him, and you said, well, if you're that worried... because mom and dad won't get into a doctor, call CPS, call authorities. And as much as I resisted and hated to do that, I did. Now, you know, my daughter is, she's pissed. She's not in my life.
Yes, but
I'm
she's pissed. She's pissed at herself, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened for the child? Is the child okay? Did he need help?
Well, and I wanted to get a touch on that, too, because, you know, CPS, I couldn't get any answers. I mean, they were quick to respond. They went and did a home visit. I believe as a result of that, he was having a speech therapist come 3 days a week, which is great. And, you know, he wasn't removed from the home, which was my intention was if he was removed, come to me. Right. It was never the intention of, oh, he needs to be in the foster system away
right,
from all
right.
of us.
Everything, from what I'm hearing, Kelly, everything is working out for his highest good, yes,
yes.
yours,
yes.
yes, and the mother's, yes.
Okay. And the core belief around this whole situation for me?
Well,
what am I?
You take a stab at it. What do you think it is?
Well, I know it's around. I know it's around disrupting, and knowing that the phone call was going to diminish my relationship with her and hurt her. But it
okay.
was for the highest.
The highest belief that they're taking to me is I do not have permission to love who I am. Can you love
mm-hmm.
the fact that you loved this child so much that you crossed a line that you didn't want to cross because you felt like it was the highest thing you could do for that child and love yourself for that?
Yes.
Okay. That's a whole different perspective than, well, I knew I should and he was probably going to get hurt and now my daughter's pissed. And you see, once you start going down that rabbit hole, it's just guilt and more self-doubt.
Right.
Okay. Doesn't yeah. serve you, doesn't serve them.
True.
All right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. That was a biggie. Yeah, guys. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much. Look, sometimes, oftentimes, we have to do steps that are uncomfortable, that we don't feel happy about. We wish there were another way. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I went through this around loaning money to one of my brothers or somebody in my family. And now it's with friends. And I have just decided that I will and am no longer loaning money to people who I know are never going to pay me back because I am enabling them not to be responsible in their lives. And then because I allow that, they go out and perpetrate it onto others. You do not do anybody a favor by taking away their power by saying, okay, we'll just forget what you did or what you're not doing and we'll move on. I'm saying forgive yourself and move on. If you made a choice to loan money, love yourself for doing it, love yourself for caring, and know that now it's time to draw the line. Okay? It's up for a lot of people right now. So we're going to balance everything from this show, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. If you are so called to come to Creation Station, don't wait too long. It fills up really fast. I love you all so very much. Just go to your love place. And that's how much Dee's loving you right now. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings.
And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.